Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, September 30th, 2024. 2 years ago, Jim Campbell and I produced a year-long series called Maine, the Way Life Could Be, as we reported on some of the issues that are likely to impact the state the most in the next 50 years or so. The issue of affordable housing came up repeatedly, and it became clear that it's not just the lack of jobs that drives many young people out of the state. It's the loss of places to live that are affordable to people who are just starting out or have low income. In some places like Portland, gentrification has turned working-class neighborhoods into blocks of million-dollar-plus condos and Airbnbs. In some places, working waterfronts struggle to survive as developers build housing that caters more to high-income people moving into the state than to the average Mainer. In Stonington, town manager Kathleen Billings told us that the year-round community is shrinking so much that at that time they didn't even have a school bus that was running through parts of town anymore. Here in Maine and in many other places, including Hawaii and Costa Rica, locals have expressed concerns that people with jobs in other places that pay higher wages than are offered in those localities, digital nomads as they're sometimes called, have inadvertently made the problem worse by willingly paying rent and mortgages higher than someone would be able to if they were earning an average Maine wage. Those are some of the main themes we heard, and the particulars varied from place to place, but several years ago on Talk of the Towns here on WERU, Ron Beard talked with year-round employees from Mount Desert Island who warned back then that a lack of affordable housing was forcing essential workers to move off the island and think about taking jobs off the island as well. So with all of that in mind, I was interested to read Josh Keefe's recent in-depth report, The Hornet's Nest, How Seven Wealthy Summer Residents Halted Workforce Development on Mount Desert Island in the Maine Monitor. That came out earlier this month. And later this week on the Maine Monitor Radio Hour, Josh Keefe and editor Kate Koff will give WERU listeners a peek behind the scenes at the investigation that went into his reporting. Here's Kate with the details.
I am Kate Koff, editor of the Maine Monitor. We are a nonpartisan, independent publication of the Maine Center for Public Interest Reporting. We're a nonprofit organization dedicated to delivering high-quality, investigative, and explanatory journalism to inform Mainers about issues impacting our state and empowering them to be engaged citizens. The Maine Monitor Radio Hour is a collaboration between WERU-FM and the Maine Monitor, where each month we have a panel of reporters and editors to talk about the stories we're working on, many of which you will likely read in your local newspaper at themainemonitor.org. This month, I'll be joined by the Monitor's government accountability reporter, Josh Keefe, to talk to him about Maine's housing crisis, and more specifically, to talk to him about a recent story he dove into over a fight over a proposed housing development in Northeast Harbor on Mount Desert Island. You can read the full story before you listen to the report. It's available at themainemonitor.org. The show will air on Thursday, October 4th at 4 p.m. We hope you'll join us.
For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. That episode of the Maine Monitor Radio Hour that Kate was talking about, again, that's coming up on Thursday at 4 p.m. only here on Community Radio, WERU-FM. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and I'll see you tomorrow.